The plan by Governor Jim Doyle aims to make publicly financed campaigns a viable option for more candidates by putting more money behind them. Supreme Court candidates who abide by contribution limits could receive as much as $400,000 in public funds, or even more if they're the target of special interest groups. It would be paid for by increasing an income tax checkoff from $1 to $5, and by a new endowment fund. If those sources fall short, the plan would use tax dollars. Nina Senate Republican Mike Ellis says the amount would be small compared to what the state spends on other expenses.
We're taking an awful lot of money in the name of the public interest. Unfortunately, because of the way we fund elections, the public interest gets a backseat to 10 to 15 very powerful special interests.
The plan would also force advocacy groups to disclose their donors if they mention a political candidate close to an election. Middleton Democratic Senator John Erpenbach says this would bring advocacy groups back to what they should be doing in the first place.
Talk about the issues, not talk about how I'm a mean guy and call me and tell me to knock it off. But if they want to run an ad on the environment, they want to run an ad on taxes or whatever, that's fine.
While some of its biggest critics did not testify, Wisconsin Right to Life submitted a memo calling the plan unwieldy and burdensome. And majority assembly Republicans have long criticized plans that finance campaigns with tax dollars. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.